Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 18th of March. The US Federal Reserve meets and is likely to leave policy unchanged and to be divided in that decision. The focus is therefore going to be on the Fed Chair's press conference. There are three reasons to focus on Fed Chair Powell's remarks and one reason to downplay them. First, it is plausible that Powell remains as chair of the FOMC, though not the Board of Governors, beyond May. The US administration is pursuing its legal challenge to the Fed, despite scathing court rulings, meaning that former Fed Governor Warsh's nomination is unlikely to be confirmed anytime soon. Powell was elected as chair of the FOMC for a 12-month period back in January, so presumably stays in that role as long as they're a governor. An extension of Powell's reign extends the period over which Powell's comments are going to be considered important. Markets are unlikely to be clamouring to hear what Warsh thinks at the moment. Investors will want to know about the Fed's reaction to the oil price shock. Retail gasoline prices have risen every single day for 4 weeks and are now almost exactly a dollar higher from this year's lows, a 35.5% increase. US consumers are noticing that directly. Central banks are supposed to look through an energy price increase, but the Fed will watch for second round effects, which in this case would probably come through profit-led inflation. Investors will also want to know about the Fed's views on underlying economic strength, something that has already divided US policymakers. If US President Trump does find an exit strategy from the war in the Gulf within a few weeks, and oil prices settle down within the next 6 months or so, then it is the underlying economics that will dictate the direction of Federal Reserve policy. So, with all this drama, why downplay the remarks? Because on this occasion, it is the role of the Fed chair to cheerlead. US households are having to cut savings rates to pay for both tariffs and gasoline prices. And to do that, they need to have confidence. While many US consumers will not necessarily know who Powell is or what the Fed does, it's important to prop up the confidence of those who are paying attention. US February producer price inflation data is due. This is compiled by the Bureau for Labor Statistics and not the Bureau of Economic Analysis. The latter created some noise by silently shifting the source for some of their inflation numbers last week. This data has been a bit noisy recently, partly because companies seem to have been eager to pass on cost increases somewhat earlier in the conventional pricing cycle than is considered normal. That might be a function of a desire to pass through tariffs, but whatever the reason, it confuses the seasonal adjustment process. Obviously, cost increases associated with the war will only show up later, but some other policies in the States might be having an effect. One thing to look at could well be truck transportation prices, obviously set to rise in the future with rising fuel costs, but also under pressure from a shortage of labour with the reduction of immigration numbers. Over in Europe, there is the release of final February consumer price inflation for the euro area, a day before the ECB's policy decision. In almost any other advanced economy, this would be a cause of excitement and animation amongst economists. For euro area data, economists are not likely to lift their eyes from the latest copy of the Journal of Economic Literature. The numbers nearly always just confirm the flash estimate and validate what we've already heard from the euro area's provincial data. And the ECB is being masterfully inactive right now and is not going to react in the slightest to today's reading. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.